So interesting, man. You go to any comedy club in this country and you can talk about racism as a black comedian, and it's hilarious to everybody. You do it as a white guy, shit is racist. You know what that is? That's a conspiracy perpetrated by the black comics against the white comics. Trying to keep a crack at that. I say no more! Crackers unite! There's a double standard too, right? Like that movie White Men Can't Jump that they play on cable all the time? White Men Can't Jump. How is that not a stereotypical prejudicial movie type? People would be raising hell, screaming prejudice if they came out with Jew boys don't tip. That's your sweet ass thinking out with black guys can't play hockey. Al Sharpton would be skating around on a rock all the time. What about Grant Fuhrer? He's in the Hall of Fame. Yeah, Al Sharpton can find racism, can he? I'm surprised he didn't come out during the Schwarzenegger campaign. Schwarzenegger? Well, that's too close. Change that to Schwarzenegger African-American. I don't like that campaign slogan, Schwarzenegger, please, 2004. And Schwarzer in German is actually a racist term, so Schwarzenegger, that's like calling somebody cracker ball humpy, you know? So when I was on BET, right, I was the affirmative action part of the show, obviously, you know? But the first time I did it, we were writing a bunch of jokes and sketches for the host, Ricky Smiley, and one of the sketches we wrote was actually about the use of language in our culture between races, right? Like, if you hang out with your black friends, right, and if you don't have black friends, then you won't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but we all do, you know? Hey, I mean, black people are comfortable using that word that they're allowed to use that we're not, right? There's no hate in the word either. It's just embracing and friendly and loving, and, you know, we feel left out. Like, what's up, N-word? You're my N-word. Do some stupid N-word, please. That's my favorite one, but we can't say it because we're white, you know? So we did the sketches, we just flipped the script, you know? We got me and my buddy, we're hanging around on a couch, we're like, what's up, cracker? Cracker ass cracker? Man, you one dumbass cracker. You think the Falcons got a shot at winning the Super Bowl? No, cracker, no. And then our black friend Big Kenny comes walking in the apartment, like, what's up, Big Kenny, bro? You were early as always, man. Have a seat. Sits down, throw a cracker back and forth a few more times. So I'm like, check it out, Kenny. Stocky thinks he's got a shot with that hot chick Julie that lives down the hall. Big Kenny's like, what? You and Julie? Crack up, please. Right, so we freak out. We're like, what? Are you putting in my house talking that shit? No, you didn't. Never find out now with your boys. All cracker this, cracker that. Let me crack up, take a screw to the light bulb. Thought you were down. I was like, no, you guys say it all the time. I thought it was cool. Yeah, we can say it. You don't know nothing about that word. My peeps have been fighting against the oppression of that word for 7 to 10 years. 7 to 10? Oh, shit. I guess I should go. I didn't know. Like, yeah, I guess you should, man. Get your racist ass out of my house. Because I'm really like, come on, Kenny. We're just fucking with you, man. Sit back now. You steal my nigga. We've all heard that expression all our lives from our friends and our coworkers, that once you go black, you never go back. Right? You know what I'm saying? I actually thought of something. Next time it happens, look your buddy in the eye and go, yeah, well, everything tastes better on a cracker. We all have our sexual stereotype. Everybody's tasting one another. Racial harmony happens in there. See, I too have a dream.